Good afternoon. Again, my name is Chris Grey, G-R-E-Y. I am the spokesperson for U.S. Army Criminal Investigation Division and the Joint Task Force that's working here at Fort Hood. I'll be providing you an update on our case today into the mass shooting that occurred November 5th at the Soldier Medical Readiness Center here at Fort Hood. Joining me today, from your left, is Special Agent, U.S. Army, Stephen Downs, who is heading up the Joint Task Force. FBI's on-scene commander, Assistant Special Agent in Charge, Royce Curtin, and Texas Rangers on-scene commander, Captain Kirby Dendy. We're very grateful for their support. Before I start, I'd like to send my sincere appreciation to the media for their understanding and patience in this very complex investigation and traumatic event. I will not be releasing any details today that will jeopardize our ongoing criminal investigation or future legal proceedings. Our investigation remains open and ongoing. Let me reassure the American public, we are doing everything possible and we are looking at every reason for this shooting. We are aggressively following every possible lead. We are collecting, analyzing, and disseminating every piece of critical information pertaining to this case. Today, I've confirmed that U.S. Army Major Nadal Malik Hassan, a 39-year-old psychiatrist assigned to Darnell Medical Center here at Fort Hood, has been charged with 13 specifications of premeditated murder under Article 118 of the Uniform Code of Military Justice. These are initial charges, and additional charges may be preferred in the future, subject to the ongoing criminal investigation. A press packet will be distributed immediately following this press conference, which will include information explaining the legal process under the Uniform Code of Military Justice. It's important to remember that the preferral of charges is a first step in the court-martial process, and that a charge is merely an accusation. The accused is presumed innocent until and unless proven guilty, and we have a duty and obligation to protect the constitutional rights of everyone involved. Major Hassan has obtained legal representation. An accused soldier has the right to be represented by civilian counsel at no cost to the government and or by detailed military counsel at no expense to the accused. Any questions regarding Major Hassan's medical status should be directed to his attorney. Major Hassan remains hospitalized from injuries received when he was shot by two responding Fort Hood Directorate of Emergency Services police officers after he allegedly opened fire at the Soldier Medical Readiness Center November 5th. Major Hassan is currently under pretrial restriction while receiving medical care. I'll repeat that. Major Hassan is currently under pretrial restriction while receiving medical care. We still believe that there was only one gunman at the scene involved in the actual shootings on November 5th. We do know that the suspect was not at the readiness center for any scheduled appointments or command-directed activity. Again, we are looking at every possible angle in this case. We are working closely with numerous agencies to get a complete picture of the entire event, and we are seamlessly sharing that information with those agencies. Earlier in the week, all autopsies of the deceased were completed by the Armed Forces Medical Examiner's Office. Our investigation thus far indicates that two responding police officers, one male and one female, arrived at the scene and both engaged the armed suspect. I would caution anyone from drawing final conclusions concerning the actual engagement in terms of who did what until all the evidence is fully analyzed. We also ask that you please be patient and understand the magnitude and complexity of the crime scene and the related investigation pertaining to this mass shooting. The crime scene involves a very large area to include the inside of the Soldier Readiness Medical Center. The center includes offices, cubicles, and open areas where the shooting took place. The crime scene also includes a large area outside of the Soldier Readiness Center. That area encompasses four adjacent buildings that are in close proximity to the Medical Readiness Center, as well as two large parking areas and the entire surrounding area. Highly trained experts have been working tirelessly to meticulously reconstruct and analyze all evidence collected at the scene. We have made visual inspections for bullet evidence of hundreds of vehicles that were parked in the general vicinity of the crime scene. We have identified and completed critical investigative leads related to the shooting. Again, please understand that each one of those leads has to be documented, analyzed, and we have each one of those is very complex. Some requires more time than others. Additionally, some of the witnesses that experienced this tragic event are still seeking medical attention, and we have not been able to talk to them, and the special agents have not been able to speak with them yet. We have no estimated time of when the crime scene will be released. We will be conducting important investigative work there until we assure that we capture all pertinent evidence into this crime. Again, Army CID would like to recognize the following agencies who have worked shoulder to shoulder with us on this case: the FBI, the Texas Department of Public Safety, and the Texas Rangers, the ATF, the DHS, the Fort Hood Directorate of Emergency Services, and the local police and sheriff department's first responders from Killeen Police Department, Temple Police Department, Harker Heights Police Department, and Coryell Sheriff's Department, Sheriff's Office, excuse me, as well as the entire greater Fort Hood community. Your outpouring and support to the law enforcement that are here has been overwhelming and very much appreciated. Again, all of us as law enforcement officials express our deep condolences to the families and friends who have lost their loved ones, and have soldiers who were injured in this incident. In speaking for this joint multi-agency task force, I can assure you that we remain steadfast and committed to doing what has to be done and bring anyone and everyone responsible for this crime to justice. Thank you, and I won't be taking any questions at this time.